Christmas music already. Yes, it is November, folks. Eddie Fury here. This is What Do You Think program. And I'm filling in for Craig Routsman. And with us is the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Committee. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
And we have with us Patty, Shelly, and Debbie here. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, great.
So the planning for this is really underway now, feverishly, is it?
Yes.
It has been for several months, actually.
And did it start basically after the last parade?
Yep. The night of the parade, we start saying, okay, what worked, what didn't work, and away we went. So
this is the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, and the date and time will be what day?
December 6th at 5:30.
And this will start where? In Harbor Beach?
Yep, in Harbor Beach. Yeah. Actually, Patty's going to tell us a little bit about the lineup.
Okay.
The lineup will be, again, on Truscott Street. When you register, you'll get your lineup number. Try to be ready to go by 4:30 p.m. Enter lineup from 5th Street. No entries will be on Shock Road.
And are you guys still taking entries as you speak right now, too?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Deb's going to tell a little bit about our registration because we have a new website.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, our new website is harborbeachchristmasparade.com. You can go on there and register online, or you can print out the form and mail it to the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, P.O. Box 43, and that's Harbor Beach, Michigan.
And you're taking all takers who want to be a part of the Harbor Beach. You don't have to be from Harbor Beach. If you want to come in and you're from Bad Axe or from Pigeon, you can enter the parade?
They can come from all over, yes.
So if from the other side of the state, they want to come visit beautiful Harbor Beach, especially hopefully we'll get some snow by then to make it really feel like Christmas there, they can come on out, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Actually, we do have our furthest guest is Santa, of course, and
right.
He travels from the North Pole, so we do take them from all over the world.
Santa does vacation around the Thumb area, from what
That's
I understand.
That's true,
so.
Yeah.
Now, how long, Shelly, has this been going on with the Harbor Beach Committee and Harbor Beach Christmas Parade? How many years has this been going on now?
This year is our 29th year. This committee actually has only, our committee that is here this morning, is the last 3 years, but the committee prior to that had it for 26 years. So,
has it always been in the first week of December?
The first Saturday of December, that is when we have always done the parade, yes.
So it's been a pretty constant, you know. There's one over in San Lake County that's been, you know, for quite a while also, but Harbor Beach has been going on for that many years, and I know I've been going to them. Whenever I can, I try to make both, you know, really quick because the time's kind of
yeah.
A couple hours separate where I can make it to both of them.
Well, Sandusky used to have their parade
on Friday night.
Yeah.
Those stinkers, they
switched to Saturday, and it was great when they had it on Friday because we got a lot of their entries as well. But now we...
It just makes Santa a little bit more busier because he has to
zip on
over there afterwards. But he likes to hit Harbor Beach first because this is where he vacations in the Huron County area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there any activities before the Harbor Beach Parade and after?
The Harbor Beach Library, Friends of the Library, have a Children's Day in the morning. And there's an activity. They make crafts, and then there's a movie, and then there's a little lapse of time that they can go home and take a nap because they get pretty tired and then ready to go for the Christmas parade.
So it kind of builds up to the Christmas parade in anticipation then for this event.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Now, afterwards, anything after the parade?
I believe there's going to be one activity after the
parade. Yeah, some of the girls from one of the women's group there in town are going to put on a little hot soup and hot chocolate and stuff for anyone that wants to come back, especially all the ones in the band and the ones that are in the parade, and that will be at the Harbor Beach school, which they are checking in right now, and that just came up the other night, so they can, you know, kind of listen for that, and that will, you know, we'll get that information out there.
How many floats did you guys have last year?
We had approximately 50 entries last year.
And what was the largest amount you had in the past 29 years? Has that been taken down?
50? No, actually, that's about the most that we've had on a year. Yeah. So we've been building it every year. Of course, it fluctuates with the economy. You know, It is costly to put together a float, all those lights, and people getting generators lined up and that kind of thing. But usually the folks in and around the community of Harbor Beach are very supportive, and they come out. I know the churches have been actively floats, and we have our soccer team that won the region championship.
Yeah, the Harbor Beach boys soccer team.
The boys soccer team. I know that they're already putting together something for the parade, so
I say they must be in uniform, no matter what the temperature is, to be in the parade. Just so people know they're in soccer.
Yeah,
so.
I think they'll have their. I believe they have some sweatshirts that were printed up for region champs, but I'm not so sure we'll make them be in their shorts.
A little chilly.
A little bit cold on that day. But we've lucked out with temperatures and weather the last few years, so
now,
who knows?
Are you ladies in the parade yourself? Also, do you get in the parade yourself walking through there, Patty?
Just help?
Yeah.
We're behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. We're the ones. Debbie is pretty much one of the first ones as the entries are coming in to get into their lineup and formation. And then Patty's kind of one of those people that is in the middle, making sure that everybody's in the right spot, they have their right numbers. And I'm generally at the starting of the parade. I'm the last parade elf, so to speak, that they see as they round the corner and start on down the street.
So you're part of the security for Santa,
right?
Basically, coming through.
Right. We
now,
keep everything going.
What will Santa be on? Will he be on a sled, or we have reindeer, or on tractors? You know. This
in the past, he's been on a fire truck, but who knows where Santa will end up? We never know.
You just never know till the end.
Yeah.
Is there a chance for kids to visit Santa afterwards, or not?
Santa, I think, is usually.
I believe he makes a visitation during the morning hours at the Friends of the Library
children's event.
Yeah, children's events.
Now, you said there was a movie for the kids there, other activities at the library, and that's been fixed up for over the years now. And I was just in there for the chili cook-off not too long ago when we gave away the WOW car. Is that where they come in, at that entrance there on the... south entrance, right? Yes.
It would be the south entrance.
And the movie would be shown in the theater part
In
also?
The theater, yeah.
Do you know what movie it would be?
That's different every year, so they pick.
Christmas-themed?
Usually it is, but I believe if you go on to the Harbor Beach Library, District Library website, that information's there.
Now, the website for the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Committee is?
That's the harborbeachchristmasparade.com.
And is there going to be pictures taken also that would be posted, or
actually,
Facebook?
We have on our website, we have pictures from the past 28 years that have been archived, and you can loop through the pictures and see all of those. It's kind of interesting because as styles of fire trucks and things have changed, you're able to kind of tell what year it might be from the picture. And there's all kinds of information that they can get about lineup and everything else on
so
there.
So that's like the go-to point for people who want to get involved, no matter where they're from, where it starts and how it starts. And now people from all around the thumb that will be come to it. Where do you suggest the park at when they come in? Because I know you got to organize this where, streets are kind of cleared out there for the...
If they park on any of the side streets, we would recommend they stay away from the 5th Street, South 5th Street, and Trescott area, because that's where the lineup is taking place. Mm-hmm. But any of the other side streets. And the parade route actually begins at City Hall on 142 State Street and heads east, turns south at the light in Harbor Beach, and goes to Trescott Street. And we want to make sure this year that all of our entries as well as our parade spectators realize that we are going to be ending our parade on Trescott Street. Simply, a lot of the senior citizens that are at the hospital go and sit in the windows and they watch the parade go by. It's their way of enjoying the parade.
Huh. Now, are the floats judged on? Is there a contest for them too in this or not?
Well, we've tossed that idea around, and in the past, a couple of times they've had judging, but we feel just to keep in the spirit of Christmas and the holidays that just, you know, if you want to decorate your bicycle and come, you know, you did a great job. And so we congratulate everybody for participating, mm-hmm. and no, we don't have any judging. So just the spirit of the holidays is it.
We just want everybody to come have a good time. You want to decorate something, get it in. You know, get your forms online at theharborbeachchristmasparade.com. You can fill them out right there online, or you can print them and mail them to the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, P.O. Box 43, Harbor Beach. The more the merrier. It's, you know, it's for everyone.
And we actually encourage, if you want to participate and you weren't able to put something together and last minute it comes up, you know, certainly the best number would be my phone number. I'm the contact, and that's 989-640-5260. And that's also listed on the website as well. So we do take last minute entries. We ask that if you are going to be coming last minute and perchance you're bringing an entry like horses, uh-huh. we really need to know that. So give us a phone call so that we know where to place you, so that you're not
forward to place
in front of the band,
or place the other stuff so the band doesn't step on that.
There you go.
And we understand that animals and sirens and flashing lights don't necessarily get along, so we try really hard to rotate things so that everybody has a good time and we don't have any incidents.
Give a little separation there. Yes. So
right.
How long does this parade usually last?
Well, we start promptly at 5:30, and usually the last entries are heading around the corner at City Hall by 6 o'clock, but by the time they make their way down by the hospital, so if you're on that end, it'll be 6:30. So and we do not allow parking on the south side of 142 for the whole distance of the parade route, and parking will not be allowed from the 3rd Street to all the way to Trescott on either side of the road for everybody's safety. Because when you have a lot of children, adults walking in a parade, handing out all sorts of goodies, we want to make sure that everybody enjoys it and is safe. And
yeah, is for all the people who are involved with the floats, are they allowed to throw some goodies out too?
We ask that they hand them out and not throw them.
Pelt them.
Throwing is not allowed from any float or any vehicle. So they have walkers that walk along the parade route.
You have children that get excited, they run out, and if something's coming, we don't want no accidents.
Mine's one of them, too.
Yeah.
Now, this will start, for folks out there who won't be going there, and they have to come through Harbor Beach, what's the suggested, reroute for them?
I would recommend that they either turn left on, or go north on Klug by the veterinarian clinic and go down section line around that way, or you can chance and come closer into town and turn left right at Shock Nelson, mm-hmm. that intersection, but best to just kind of
I would say
avoid
best
it before.
Why don't you just stop by?
Yeah. Well, actually, that would be the best. So.
Lineup will start at 4 o'clock that night, and anyone that gets their registration into us, they will get a registration packet with a lineup number and a map so that they know where they are coming in at. Because this year we want everyone that's in the parade to be able to come in either on 5th Street or Shock, wherever that's mapped out at. We're trying to keep everyone that's just driving through to look, try to keep that out. Otherwise, because you got kids running around in that area with their floats and trying to get things done, and we don't want to have any accidents, you know, any issues. So we're really going to stress that this year, that just the ones that are in the parade to come down that street, those streets to line up.
Now, the last parade I went to, they all kind of met in downtown on the Four Corners. Is that kind of like, Do they keep doing that? Did they do that last year where they kind of met at the Four Corners at the end of the parade? Or
it was with our high school football team.
Would that be something for the soccer team?
Well,
maybe hopefully
you know,
the football team?
I don't know what they're planning. Yeah. That's something that's separate from us. I guess we need to make a phone call to the school and see if they are planning something. Yeah. We certainly will work with them on that. This year, I do know, our Grand Marshal, we're going to have the honor of having J.P. Lermont, which is Harbor Beach Fire Chief. He and his family have been fire chief. He's the fifth generation of fire chiefs.
Wow.
And
from Harbor Beach?
Yes. From Harbor Beach. His great-grandfather, Harry, was the first Harbor Beach's first fire chief. So we're really honored. And as he was talking to me, he said, I've always ridden in the fire truck, and now I get to ride in a convertible? That's going to seem a little different for me this year. So, I don't know. We'll have to make maybe the car that he rides in look a little more like a fire truck.
Yeah, maybe a convertible fire truck.
There we go.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't know if they have such a thing.
They could make it. The Harbor Beach Christmas Parade is the first week of December, December 6th. Starts at 5:30 p.m. and they want the floats to start lining up at 4 p.m. So those who are involved, 4 p.m. because it gets dark pretty quick now. You know, I was just doing some work yesterday. And I look behind me, goes okay, it's still cloudy. Half hour later, it's dark out there. Mm-hmm. So it'll be darker quicker by five. It should be dark by 5:30 by that at that point. Also, it's a neat lead-in from Thanksgiving weekend, and you have a little bit of break there. Then right into the winter season.
Yes.
Hopefully, you have snow. Yes or no on that one, but. It's a great lead-in for Harbor Beach also. Are there any other events that will be coming up that you are part of? I know the committee, Debbie, you're involved a lot with what goes on in Harbor Beach there and what comes up. Leading up to this point, is there like any type of fundraising or a special charity that gets involved with the Christmas parade too also afterwards?
Well, actually, if the Christmas parade is funded solely through the generosity of the citizens and businesses in the Thumb.
So it's just not Harbor Beach, it's just the Thumb all across.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, we operate solely on donations, so if you would like to make a donation, again, our address is Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, Post Office Box 43, Harbor Beach. You can get all that information on our website. But that is how we are a separate entity from the city, so even though we operate as the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, the city does not fund us at all. So
it's whatever donations or any of the businesses or individuals, you know, send to us.
Harbor Beach Christmas Parade is a Saturday, December 6th, starts at 5:30 p.m. So folks, you might want to get there a little bit early, about 5, to get yourself settled in. You don't want to rush in there also. People want to be involved with the committee. They can more than welcome to.
Oh, yes. They can call us, get a hold of us. Shelley's number again
is 989-640-5260. Yep, we need lots of parade elves to help out with traffic and all sorts of ways. The morning of the parade, we have to set up all of our signage, and there's just a lot to do. So help us out.
So you all will be maybe dressed as elves?
Because
I want to get my camera ready for that
one.
I did, last year.
Yes,
I did.
We do
you
dress
too?
As elves.
You too, Patty?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all of the parade workers don their elf costumes. But we don't do the shoes.
Now, how many people are involved? Is it just you three, or is it?
Actually, we have a committee of five. There are two other individuals, Tammy Roberts and Tamara Johnson, are also members of our committee. We're always looking for new people to help. If if this is your thing that you like to do, we don't plan a lot, but when we are busy, when it's October, November, December, first week, we're done, and then we'll do a little planning, and so it's not a huge undertaking for anybody that might just be shy, that they don't want to join in. It's pretty easy.
And yeah, it's not hard at all. It's just a few things, you know, that we do at the meetings to get everything ready out to the businesses and to anyone else that we send stuff to. And then especially the night of the parade where we get things, the signs up and get the numbers up for people that are registering so they know where to get in line at, tearing down afterwards. And it doesn't take that long.
How often does the Harbor Beach Parade Committee meet?
Maybe four or five times out of
getting closer to four or five times.
I think last month was the first that we met, you know, so it's through the whole summer. And
I think our longest meeting is when we are actually putting the mailing together, doing all of the labeling, all of the folding and all of that. But
and the community of Harbor Beach, you said, really helpful in getting involved with this. They look forward to this every year, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Now, why do you think this has lasted so long? Is it because of the spirit of Christmas? Or is it just a community?
The spirit of Christmas and the people involved. I mean, it's great to put things together like this so that people can come out and get into the holiday season and enjoy Christmas parties with their family and friends. It's quite a few of them that go on that night.
Now, do you have a complete contact with Santa? I always wonder, does he have a sunburn? Does he swim in the harbor and does he fish in Harbor Beach?
Eddie, we can't give you that information. I'm so sorry.
And
yeah, we'll have to shoot you if we do.
And was I a good boy? Am I on his good list? What I want to know.
I did see your name and it was partly way up there. So you're good. You're good.
Yeah. Well, my grandma hopefully gives me a pass up in heaven. So that
there
usually helps.
Amen.
But we kind of have J.P. Lermont is the in with Santa. So he has that in. So if you contact him, I guess he knows him. So.
And the Grand Marshal, once again, is the fire chief. He's been there. It's a generational fire chief of how long that's been going on now? Five generations?
Five generations.
So that's the first float that starts, right, easily?
No, actually, we will put them, they will be soon in the parade, but we always start out with the police and honor our veterans and then they get to go
so
next.
So the veterans
then,
will be showing up. Yeah.
Right. Yes, the veterans show up. Wonderful. It's great to see them. And then usually the parade marshal is shortly thereafter.
So Chief Buchholz will lead it.
Yeah, right? He'll lead it. Yeah.
You know, I ran out of gas. He helped me out by Rock Falls Cemetery.
There you go.
I look behind me and there's a policeman. I goes, what did I do? And he goes, looked at me and goes, Eddie Fear? He goes, yes, I need gas. So... thank you, Harbor Beach.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Yep. Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, it's on December 6th. That is a Saturday, folks. Starts at 5:30 p.m., and it's suggested to probably get there about an hour before to get yourself set up in there. Because usually they try to clear the streets of downtown of any vehicles, because it's neat to see all the families and all lined up along the streets there. You try to clear those streets out, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. 5 o'clock, the parking downtown stops, so... and then people will set up their chairs all day long. You'll see people setting chairs up. So, and like when you're in BADX at the parade or Sea Wings Christmas Parade actually starts the whole season. Theirs is November 22nd. And we get a lot of entries from Sea Wing Parade comes to Harbor Beach as well.
I've noticed that, from Sea Wing, from BADX, the Harbor Beach, and I think Harbor Beach vice versa also. You know, they head over there for folks who are involved with that one.
The website again is harborbeachchristmasparade.com, and you can find the registration forms online, print them off, or just fill them out there and send them in to us. Then before the parade, you will get a packet in the mail with your lineup number and a map, and then lineup would start at 4. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call.
And Patty, can you read the info that you had on your paper one more time so folks who didn't catch it the first time?
Lineup will, again, be on Truscott Street. When you register, you'll get your lineup number. Try to be ready to go by 4:30 p.m. Enter lineup from 5th Street. No entries from Shock Road.
And Shelley, once again, there are activities beforehand earlier in the day for the kids and family. And then, like you said, there's a little break in between there also. And that will all go on at the Harbor Beach Library, right in downtown Harbor Beach on the Four Corners.
Yep, downtown Harbor Beach, yep.
So,
and there are some other Chamber of Commerce activities that if you go on to the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce website, I'm not sure on the dates, so I'm not going to give a date right now, but I do know they have a couple of holiday dates planned for shopping.
And that involves, all, of course, all the downtown businesses. You got to thank them, because without them, because they're all located right there in downtown.
Yeah, they are.
Harbor Beach there.
Yeah, so. In November here, there will be a couple Saturdays toward the third or fourth week that there'll be some small town, you know, holiday shopping things going on Saturdays. So you just listen to, you know, stay tuned to the radio. You'll hear them coming up. A lot of great specials then going on. A lot of drawings. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And folks, you can get involved. Anybody who wants to be involved in the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, hey, come on out. Get your float involved, or like you said, a bicycle. Be safe out there, of course. Mm-hmm. It might be slippery, but get out and involved. And you can pass out treats, but you got to hand them out. So that's what they ask also. So December 6th, 5:30 p.m., folks, the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade. Anything else to add? And the website one more time.
No, just if you want to be part of it and you have your forms, get them back into us, because the faster we get them, we can make our arrangements even faster. And again, to go online to get a registration form, you can go to the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade. com, and get them printed off, mail them to us to the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, P.O. Box 43, Harbor Beach. And we just want to make it fun for everyone. We hope everyone comes out. And again, if you have any questions, you can give Shelley a call.
And Santa will be there.
Santa will be there.
Once again, he's been there every year for Harbor
every
Beach.
Every year.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's one of his favorite places to, he might stop at Al's Restaurant too. You never know.
Maybe, or even the Harbor Breeze. Yes. You never
maybe
know
Smalley's
what
or Hunter's. You never
there
know.
You
so.
Go.
Or maybe down the road there. So, all right. Thank you, ladies. Shelley, Patty, and Debbie. These are the fine ladies who stopped by here to talk about the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade happening Saturday, December 6th. Get in the holiday spirit, folks. It's a beautiful place to visit also to drive through. That's where I go through, you know, from home on the way here. 5:30 p.m. it starts, and they're asking the float folks to try to get there an hour, maybe an hour and a half before that. About 4 o'clock be nice, so you can get set up, situated also. That is the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, December 6th, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Ladies, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you, Eddie.
I hope I wasn't too tough, and I hope I wasn't too dumb here. So.
Now, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, happy holidays.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
And get stuffing turkey also this month of November. You're going to need it.
Yes,
Are you hoping for cold weather, too, that day or not?
You know, whatever the weather,
whatever
brings,
Mother Nature
we're ready for it.
All right.
We're ready.
And they're ready for it. And if you want to be involved with the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Committee, very easy to get involved. They always need volunteers also. And these ladies will be dressed up as elves, so come out and see them also on that date. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks.
You're tuned to WLBW AM 1340. That was What Do You Think? And we were just talking with the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Committee. Shelley, Patty, and Debbie, and the parade will be on Saturday, December 6th, 5:30 p.m., and the website, once again, harborbeachchristmasparade.com. You can also find other events. I'm sure that one was listed on the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce website also. As we check in weather-wise, hey, the sunshine has come out, but it is Michigan. It could probably dip down to 20 degrees and back up to 80 in the next minute. Here is the forecast.
Good morning. We're expecting a quiet day today ahead of our next weak area of low pressure, which will be passing